There's the bits of more than one egg here, mistress. Hodges arg, said Granny patiently. This phoenix laid more than one egg. What? But it can't, according to mythology, Oates said. Oh, mythology, said Granny. Mythology's just the folk tales of people who won because they had bigger swords. They're just the people to spot the finer points of ornithology, aren't they? Anyway, one of anything ain't going to last very long, is it? Firebirds have got enemies, same as everything else. Give me a hand up, Mr. Oates. How many birds in the mews, Hodges Arg?
The falconer looked at his fingers for a moment. 50.
Counted them lately?
They stood and watched while he walked from post to post. Then they stood and watched while he walked back and counted them again. Then he spent some time looking at his fingers.
51, said Granny helpfully.
I don't understand it, mistress.
You'd better count them by types, then.
This produced a count of 19 lappet-faced warriors, where there should have been 18.
Perhaps one flew in because it saw the others, said Oates, like pigeons.
It doesn't work like that, sir, said the falconer.
One of them won't be tethered, said Granny. Trust me.
They found it at the back, slightly smaller than the other warriors, hanging meekly from its perch. Fewer birds could sit more meekly than a Lancre wow hawk or lappet-faced warrior, a carnivore permanently on the lookout for the vegetarian option. It spent most of its time asleep in any case, but when forced to find food, it tended to sit on a branch out of the wind somewhere and wait for something to die. When in the mews, the warriors would initially perch like other birds and then, talons clamped around the pole, doze off peacefully upside down. Hodges Arg bred them because they were found only in Lancre and he liked the plumage, but all reputable falconers agreed that for hunting purposes the only way you could reliably bring down prey with a wow hawk was by using it in a slingshot. Granny reached out towards it.
I'll fetch you a glove, said Hodges Arg, but she waved him away.
The bird hopped onto her wrist. Granny gasped, and little threads of green and blue burned like marsh gas along her arm for a moment.
Are you all right? Said Oates. Never been better. I'll need this bird, Hodges Arg.
It's dark, mistress. That won't matter, but it'll need to be hooded.
Oh, I never hood wow hawks, mistress. They're never any trouble. This bird, said Granny, is a bird I reckon no one's ever seen before. Hood it.
Hodges Arg hesitated. He recalled the circle of scorched earth, and before it, something looking for a shape in which it could survive.
It is a wow hawk, isn't it, mistress?
And what makes you ask that? Said Granny slowly. After all, you're the falconer in these parts.
Because I found... In the woods, I saw...
What did you see, Hodges Arg?
Hodges Arg gave up in the face of her stare, to think that he'd tried to capture a phoenix. At least the worst the other birds could do was to draw blood, supposing he'd been holding it. He was overcome by a very definite burning desire to get this bird out of here. Strangely, though, the other birds weren't disturbed at all. Every hooded head was turned towards the little bird on Granny Weatherwax's wrist. Every blind, hooded head. Hodges Arg picked up another hood. As he fastened it over the bird's head, he thought for a moment that there was a flash of gold from underneath. He put that down as not his business. He'd survived quite happily in the castle for many years by knowing where his business was, and he was suddenly very clear that it wasn't here, thank goodness. Granny took a few deep breaths.
Right, she said. Now we'll go up to the castle.
What for? Why? Said Oates.
Good grief, man, why'd you think?
The vampires are gone, said the priest. While you were getting better, Mr. Hodges Arg found out. They've just left the soldiers and the servants. There was a lot of noise and the coach went too. There's guards all over the place.
How did the coach get out then?
Well, it was the vampires' coach and their servant was driving it, but Jason Arg said he saw Mrs. Arg too. Granny steadied herself against the wall.
Where did they go?
I thought you could read their minds or something, said Oates.
Young man, right now I don't think I can read my own mind.
Look, Granny Weatherwax, it's obvious to me you're still weak from loss of blood.
Don't you dare tell me what I am, said Granny. Don't you dare.
Now, where would Githa Og have taken them?
I think
Uberwald, said Granny.
That'll be it.
What?
How can you know that?
Because nowhere in the village would be safe. She wouldn't go up to the gnarly ground on a night like this, and with a baby to carry as well. And heading down onto the plains would be down...